attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I'm not Robert, but I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health. We're all on the same team. I'm filling in for Robert today. He's out chaperoning, and along with Super Don, thanks for joining us today on naturalnewsradio.com and here at GCNlive.com as well. Don, I have to throw something at you.
Do I have to duck?
No, you don't have to duck. You just have to give me your male opinion. Have you guys heard of the woman who is taking Shape magazine to task for what she claims was an attempt to her after photo? It was on Yahoo Shine just yesterday, and I had been posting it on my Facebook page. I've got a lot of local response because this gal, Joni Luck, here we go, she's from the area that I live in. She lives in this small town that I grew up in. It's even worse because this small town is really rinky-dink. And when I found out she was from there, I'm like, are you kidding me? So I've been emailing Brooke. Her name is Brooke Birmingham. She's lost 170 pounds. She lost an adult man.
Wow. That's about what I weigh, I think. Just a little under.
Really? Just a little under?
Yeah.
I'm
about 190 or so. So that's 20 pounds.
Okay. Over. Yeah. So she lost 170 pounds, no fad diets and no surgery. And this is where we get into the whole Shape magazine thing. Shape magazine hold of Brooke. She has a blog called Brooke Not on a Diet, and she documented her weight loss journey. She did use Weight Watchers, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it worked for her. And, she and I, hopefully as we become friends and she starts listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, right, we'll get her in there with the One World Way and get her some really healthy supplementation. But anyway, her photo, when you lose that much weight, you get some loose skin. Did you take a look at the photo? We're going to post it up on
I'm looking at it right now.
Facebook. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Get that post up on Facebook if you can. Yes. And so she sent Shape Magazine, who contacted her. Her after photo, she said, everybody's in bikinis on Shape magazine. This is what real weight loss looks like for the majority of us who have lost this much weight and don't opt for surgery. There's loose skin. Here you go. And they asked for a shirt on. That wasn't the email exchanges that she had with them was not put in this Yahoo Shine article. So I went and scoped her out and checked out her blog, and she had screenshots of the emails and things. And yeah, they asked her to put a shirt on, and now they're having a bit of a standoff. Shape magazine said it's their magazine; they have the right to ask that of anybody, but it's not because of her loose skin. As a man, I want to ask. How do you feel about that issue with somebody losing that much weight and the whole loose skin thing?
So are you asking me how I feel about loose skin?
Yeah. Would that make you less attracted to a woman or more attracted? Or not more, but, for the journey she's been on. Is that a big issue for you?
You know, for me personally, I've always been into real people. You know what I'm saying? Right. Well, this is a complicated issue because you have to look at it from one perspective. From the perspective of a magazine puts pictures on the cover, puts pictures in the magazine in order to get people to buy the magazine. And I've seen actually as of late, there's a lot of videos going around where women will put videos out there showing how they alter photos and Photoshop things and stuff. And, it's obvious they're just trying to sell something. But when it comes to reality, it doesn't really matter to me. It's, you know, I'm not trying to, oh, look at me, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I'm not sure. You know, but, yeah, you know, I mean, real people are real people. I mean, you know, it's like if I whipped my shirt off, it's not like I'm going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've got, you know, my gut there and stuff. And everything like
Robert Scott Bell looks pretty good with his shirt off, though, as we discovered on RSP.
Yeah,
the other day.
Yeah, if you missed it, you got to go check out the video. I got Robert to change his clothes on the camera. It was kind of fun. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, how do I feel about that? You know, when it comes to people, I'm more into the people than I am into their, you know, physical appearance. So, you know, I would have more respect for somebody who just is who they are and doesn't get hung up on, you know, look, I lost, so now I've got some loose skin. Can't, you know, everybody has some loose skin. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, everybody has what you may consider a, I guess, I don't even know if I want to use this word, a defect. It's not really even a defect. It's just who you are, you know? So, I mean, I applaud this mom for doing this to make a point. And it's kind of interesting. Shape Magazine, what are they saying here? If it's not the loose skin, what are they saying is the reason why they didn't want the after photo?
Well, she actually landed the cover of Women's Day magazine in this past January and told of her weight loss story there. Shape is saying that that's not the reason why they are asking her to put a shirt on. They're actually basically stating that this does not represent. Okay, here is Shape's email statement to Yahoo Shine. Quote, this does not represent Shape's editorial values, and the comments made about Shape's editorial policy are absolutely untrue. Shape prides itself on empowering and celebrating women like Brooke, and any indication that we would not run the piece with the photo provided was wrong, as we would have been proud to share her inspirational story.
Oh.
But that's what they're saying, right? But in the email exchanges that I saw on Brooke's blog, it was a little bit like, yeah, can you put a shirt on, you know? And they didn't really say it's because you have loose skin, but Brooke's whole point is there are all these other women in bikinis in your magazine. Why not show what it really looks like? This is a really real true weight loss story, you know? So I don't know. Sure. I just think in a world where we have body image issues and we have conditioned the masses through things like Photoshop and digital editing, we have basically kind of almost trained the human eye to not look at normal as good, healthy, or beautiful.
That's true. And I mean, listen, you look at her before photo and you look at her after photo. Oh, my goodness. I mean, she honestly really did just an absolute fantastic job here at losing weight. She looks great. I mean, you know, even in the after photo here, do I look at that and go, oh, my God, I'm putting a shirt on? No. But, again, I mean, what are we looking at? It is, you're right, it's body image. It's what people come to expect. It's what the market has, you know, created out there as to what a perfect body looks like. What
right.
beautiful looks like, what thin looks like. And to be honest with you, for years now, I mean, ever since I was very young, you know, I can't stand looking at the cover of a magazine and it looks like you could take this, the woman's on the cover and fish the bottom of the storm sewer because you could stick her through the grate. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, stick person, you know, that to me is not the definition of thin. That is just like crazy. And it seems like because the magazines, the TV, movies and stuff like that have caused women to think that that's what you have to look like in order to be attractive, in order to be thin, in order to be healthy, when in reality, in my opinion, that is not how it's supposed to be, because the majority of people don't look like that.
Right.
Why is it models weigh 97 pounds? Yet everybody
right.
else is, you know, has a normal weight. It's just, I don't know.
Or even, you know, the matter of scale and size. Thank you. I like your male perspective. Thank you, Don. That's very good. Yeah. You earned some good brownie points there.
Okay, all right.
With me and lots of women, I'm sure. Well, Brooke, I reached out to her. She is currently in Chicago conducting TV interviews after all of this blew up on Yahoo Shine and with Shape Magazine. She's actually going to heading to New York City as well. So I was trying to get her to see if she could call in when she was in transit somewhere. But I left connected. So if she calls in, we'll take her call. If not, no big whoop, because I'll get her on when she returns to the area that I live in and that she lives in. And we're going to actually meet and probably go work out together. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. You know, we only got a couple minutes left here, but, you know, you have your own radio show, don't you?
I do. I host Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. It airs every Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. And, yeah, I talk all kinds of crunchy mommy stuff.
For people who may not be familiar with it, what is it that you talk about on your show?
I talk about raising kids, mostly outside of the modern medical model. Not that my kids wouldn't or don't. It's just that they don't see a lot of the same conventional, traditional, mainstream type of stuff. I talk about birthing, breastfeeding, body awareness, women's health. We talk a lot about cancer cures. I mean, it's whatever you can do at home to take charge of your health and healing all from home, much like realizing the power to heal is yours here on Robert Scott Bell's show. So just anything I can do to help empower people to make that life. Most recently, speaking of weight loss stories, my aunt came on the show with me, and she got a hold of me and said, I've watched, you know, your 80-pound loss. I am ready to make these changes in my life. And she has just been a doll. She's, you know, trying to work with her doctors, but they are not giving her the answers that she needs. And so she knew that she had to look to herself to find some of these answers for herself, and she did, and I'm really proud of her. So we're going to kind of be doing an audio documentary, her weight loss and her health issues that she's experiencing on the show, and it's a kind of a way to help hold her accountable and a way for her to find the support that she needs. And I've already got some doctors that are going to jump on board and help me with consulting, so that way we can put her on an actual diet. And it's just, yeah, it's going to be great. We're having a lot of fun in the meanwhile, and I couldn't be more proud of her for actually taking that step and saying, you know, I am morbidly obese. I do have all of these health issues. I need help and support. What would you do with me?
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So we're
going to
be
very
doing
cool.
That. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, you can catch me on Facebook as well. Just go to facebook.com/homegrownhealth. Follow me, and I'll have all kinds of craziness going on there with crunchy mommy topics, you know, placental encapsulation and things like that. We're going to take a break here.
Placenta encapsulation. All right.
Yes. It's just, you know, understanding ourselves as a human species and looking to other tribes for answers on doing things a more natural and healthy, humane way. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. I believe Liam Schess is going to be joining us here in a little bit as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on Natural News Radio, along with Super Don, our super producer here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's up?
What's up? Well, you know, you asked last segment for the male perspective on something here, and so this short segment here, I'm going to jump in and hijack things, and we're going to talk beer.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's the beer segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I couldn't pass up this article as I was looking at things this morning. Healthfinder.gov or healthfinder.duh, that we like to call it because quite often they talk about the obvious here, came out with an article that says here, poses the question, could a few beers a week cut a woman's rheumatoid arthritis risk? Now, I don't know about you, whether you indulge from time to time, but it's interesting here because they have discovered here in some research that a few beers a week can help a woman avoid rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, that goes against most of what I think.
Why?
Because a lot of beers are GMO, and they're inflammatory, and then it clogs the liver, which lowers glutathione production, which also, you know, hinders the thyroid, which hinders the metabolism, which blah, 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 weakens the... And then I start thinking, like, that's all going to add to the inflammation.
Wow.
You wanted the woman's perspective. Thank you, Joni, for oversharing with the...
Our guest this hour, Joni Abbott, for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. No. Yeah. Well, okay, here in the research, what they did is they tracked the drinking habits of women in these two large studies, and they found that long-term moderate alcohol drinking appeared to reduce the risk of rheumatoid arthritis. So I suppose I could see where if all you're looking at is the rheumatoid arthritis, that there may be some other things going on there. Now, if you're drinking the beer, it's organic. It's non-GMO, some great beer I had over at Standing Stone Brewing Company in Ashland, which I just can't stop talking about because it was an awesome experience. But
yeah.
That maybe, you know, some of those other things you may not, complicate, you know, if as long as you're not getting the other stuff with it being non-organic or GMO. But
guilt-free fermented beverage.
I think so. Well, listen, whenever time
Go
Robert drinks a beer, he orders the non-alcoholic, whatever, and it's like, dude, why are you drinking non-alcoholic beer? Understand? But
he
anyway,
dump his liver.
Yeah, I know. See, he's aware.
Alan doesn't like the alcohol stuff. Yeah. No, but, you know, beer every once in a while, fine. I think that's
I think there's some nutritional value to beer. I think there is. You know, we've seen some other studies where a little bit of alcohol, you know, in moderation. I mean, they do say in here, drinking too much is never warranted. Duh. You know, if you drink too much, you're blacking out or walking or you get pictures the next day of you dancing on a table in your underwear. You've done a little too much. But
when you've lost all sense of humility and sense of direction, you're done for.
I have no idea what that's like. But anyway, you drink, you indulge every once in a while. Be honest.
Every once in a while, yes, I do. Yes, every once in a while. But I am more likely to go with an organic wine. There's a wine that is really good. Our Daily Red
wine
have an organic Syrah. Yeah, it's sulfite free as well. It's really cool. It's, Shay, the People's Chemist, Ellison, he introduced that on his blog. He talked with the guys, and I was like, oh, and then I saw it in the organic section and tried it a few years ago, and I'm more likely to have a glass of wine than I am a bunch of beer, but...
Beer. I like the way you say that. I'm like, I like wine. I don't drink a bunch of beer. Beer.
Well, you know, and there are a lot, like a tequila is nice every once in a while, too. Again, it's like harder stuff, but I think it's one of the better things for your body than some of the other.
Tequila because it's made from the agave plant?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I did a lot of research on that, too. So, yeah, me and my research.
Did you? Yeah.
I
do research every weekend, and I'll get back to you on the results.
Sure, yeah, please do. Results to be determined with pictures, please.
No.
If your clothes are still on, then I know that you did, then I know that you indulged in moderation. Not excess at that point. That's right.
So,
well, yeah, I don't know. You know, these studies are so they're so open-ended, aren't they? Some of this data and data that we receive from government agencies or entities doing these studies. And then part of me, research is they're not asking some of the right questions, right? Or they don't divulge all of the information.
The right question makes all the difference. Yep.
It does. And then I think, why are we wasting our money on these types of studies anyway? Let's go to Dr. Vickers' clinic and start doing some real studies on healing cancer, right?
Yeah, five coffee enemas a day.
Amen.
I'm already halfway there, absolutely.
Boost that glutathione. Woo-hoo. I love it, coffee enemas. It's our favorite topic here, one of them anyway, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
Masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I think so. This is
indeed
my health show on naturalnewsradio.com and GCN.live, or GCNlive.com. Sorry, I need a little bit of cannabis oil to help my brain work. Give us a call if you have any questions or comments, by the way. 866-939-BELL. Check us out on robertscottbell.com. Show notes. Liam Sheff joins. What is up?
Dr. John.
What's up?
Why have you brought me to your laboratory?
Well, Don and I needed some extra insight here, and I know you've got a lot of really great insight on cannabis, CBD oil, and what, I don't know, what your thoughts are on all of that.
Just a rumor.
Either that, or you've just got a lot of great cannabis. I'm not sure which one it is.
Hey, we're kidding. No, I don't have any cannabis. I do have CBD, though.
You do?
CBD from HempMeds PX.
Yeah, because
we love HempMeds
here. I'm one of the good people.
You're one of those people. Yeah, you've got the good marijuana, and the other people have the bad marijuana, right?
There are people who want the bad marijuana products, but I'm not one of them because I'm better than they are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny.
Hey, you two. Yeah, will you fix this for me? Because there is such a rivalry going on. THC, CBD seem to be at odds in this community. And if we're going to get everything legalized, I think we need to kind of bridge that gap and come to some understanding here.
Don, yeah. I'm sorry that somebody just sent me in high time. That says
yes.
That there's a backlash. I never believe anything I read anymore, but there's a backlash against, and I happen to know this actually, against people who want. Now it's okay because Don, they were wrong for 100 years or 80 years about marijuana not having any, because now it cures cancer and is good for kids with epilepsy and is good for regenerating and good for the PTSD that we get all the kids who are fighting for Enron overseas or whatever the wars are about, I don't remember. But
right. That
stuff is good, and that's CBD. But marijuana contains THC, and that's the dirty one that makes people like Cheech and Chong funny. So there's apparently a fight going on.
Yeah. Well, see, I have a biased opinion because I happen to like Cheech and Chong. But, you know, listen, I have spent a bit of time here just recently looking at a lot of the stuff online through social media in the cannabis community. And I went into it in a bit of a naive way because I just thought it was going to be a bunch of people singing and playing the guitar, kumbaya and stuff like that. And I didn't realize the vitriol that's out there, and especially, I would say maybe in the last, you know, year or two, between what has become two different camps. You've got one side, which is they are the high CBD, low THC people. And then you've got people who are for really the whole plant legalization. And what I've discovered here. Yeah. What I've discovered here is it's unfortunate because high CBD, low THC seems to be the medical marijuana camp that the people who heard of marijuana before, they've just now joined that. And there's a reason for that is we're coming up on an election year. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a lot of states now that are passing these very narrow, restricted, high CBD hemp oil bills. And you're seeing these politicians that never in a million years would have even come within, you know, a mile of any medical marijuana. In fact, a lot of them have said in the past that they would have nothing to do with anything related to marijuana anymore because it's going to make people crazy and make kids have sex and stuff. You know?
I have a quote, actually, from the chairperson of the Republican committee. Can I read that quickly?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it said that we would rather sacrifice your children to Moloch at the annual Bohemian Grove celebration, which we enjoy doing, then legalize THC. That's the quote.
There you go. You know what? And I believe that is 100% accurate quote. I do believe that 100%.
Well, I will tell you, I lean more to the CBD medical. That's where I am right now on the CBD stuff.
And I get that. And it's one of these things where, listen, you have to look at the history of things, okay? Whole plant medical marijuana legalization, and actually just marijuana legalization, has been going on for years. There have been people that have been pushing this for 20, 30 years plus, okay? And what happened was, as they were doing this, one of the things they would do is they would point out the people that were sick, and they would say, how can you not vote for legalizing marijuana to help this cancer patient, this epilepsy patient? What happened is somebody along the way here figured out, you know what, we can do just a very high CBD, low THC version of this, and it will help people with epilepsy and these certain things. And so now what's happened is they're now pushing this legislation, and they're using the same technique. They're wheeling out the sick people and saying, how can you say no to this? Plus, you get the benefit of voting for something that's not going to get people high. And this is the reason why the politicians now are jumping on it, because now they can say, well, we're going to legalize this because it doesn't get people high. It has no street value. And so it's a safe thing for them now. And it allows them to kind of get in on the medical marijuana movement without actually being fully committal to the whole.
Don Naylor, are you calling politicians scurrilous?
Opportunists, yes. Total opportunists, totally fake, just pandering for votes, yes.
Pium, 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 pium.
Absolutely. And so what happens now is the people that are pushing the high CBD are more or less kind of stepping on the toes of the people that have been trying to legalize the plant for so many years. Because in a state, if they legalize the CBD only, then they're going to say, well, why do we have to legalize the whole thing? And here's the problem that you run into. There are way, way, way more people that can benefit from the rest of the plant than the people that will benefit from simply just the CBD.
Right.
And now, it's one of those things where you have to look at your neighbor in the eye and say, you know what? My kid who can just benefit from the CBD that just might happen to just only benefit from CBD deserves help when your kid doesn't.
But Don, this is the point that, of course, will be lost to our bizarrely puritanical country, which is obsessed with everything NCIS, shooting corpses on television and measuring where the bullets go. I can't even begin to understand what's supposed to be the mind of the average American according to the television. So we're supposed to not think about, we're supposed to be a good Christian nation. I don't even know what that means. Jesus, by the way, if he was an historical figure, would have been smoking the tea leaves in Galilee. Believe me, if he was really a person, there's a reason why he could why he was so calm and philosophical. But the medical stuff, they'll tell you that the THC is actually the only thing that will help people with cancer. It's the only thing that will help people with some severe neurological problems that are not their fault, that are not of their doing, that they didn't get by doing other drugs. These are things they're born with. And the THC is the only component of the plant that will really serve them. Imagine that you have an invasive bowel cancer. CBD oil will make you feel nice and relaxed while you die. The THC will kill the cancer.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of people that really what they need is they need the combination of both.
You
know, it's that thing that they call the entourage effect with cannabis, is that there's so many other components and the terpenes and stuff and everything that are in it that work in conjunction with each other. And we talk about that concept in a lot of ways when it comes to health and nutrition, is that you need a combination thing. You can't just isolate one thing and say, this is the answer. It doesn't work that
way. Exactly. Well, this is how pharma gets involved, okay? This is how ascorbic acid came to. If they can eliminate the one ingredient, then they find a way to make it synthetic and only sell that one subpar ingredient. But that's why guys like Chris Barr, not a doc, whole food supplementation, when we eat the whole food or the whole plant, it was designed to work synergistically and harmoniously in our bodies. And things like the acerola plant, for instance, and vitamin C, this is the first thing that came to my mind. This would be like saying, let's legalize the synthetic form of vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and let's ban the acerola fruit. But the whole acerola fruit has not only a really potent amount of vitamin C, but it also has the bioflavonoid ratio for vitamin C absorption.
Right.
For use in the body. So to me, that's kind of how I put this. I look at this place. Here we are with another plant, perfectly made the way that it is, and why can't we use it all?
Right. And it just kills me. And there's no way we can do this in you know, just the time that we have here. But, you know, there has to be a way to bring everybody together, or at least the majority. You're going to have people that are just going to be douchebags. I mean, that's just how it's going to be. But there has to be a way to bring everybody together in some way where you can say, look, you know, you support CBD. You support THC, you want to juice the plant, you want to vaporize, vape the plant, whatever, but we're all on the same side here. We all want to help people. We all want people to have access to what it is they need from this plant, whether we're talking medicinal, whether we're talking about industrial, whether we're talking about textiles, whether we're talking about fuel. There's so many things that we can benefit from the whole plant. The whole plant needs to be legalized, but there's no point. While this person over here that is pushing the CBD, which is a good thing, is arguing with this person over here that's pushing the THC, which is a good thing, and they're arguing back and forth and flaming each other online and on Facebook. In the meantime, there's some little kid down here with a disease that doesn't give a damn about whether you think your CBD is better than your THC. They just want access to something to help them, and I think it's a complete waste of time and this big...
Don, don't you know the strategy? Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I cannot stand. There's a Christian quote for you.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. We need Ambassador Spock. Where is he? We need somebody to come over here and bring the two camps together. And,
Don, you sound stressed. I want to get you some THC and some CBD. You sound...
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm on a mission. So we've got to do this. We've got to do this because people need help, and it's silly to argue.
We're on a mission from God here to marry the THC and CBD oil camp. Can we do it? I don't know. We'll find out. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, joined with Liam Sheff and Super Don Naylor, our super producer here. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. If you're listening to... The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. We have been talking and duking it out, the THC band camp and the CBD band camp. How can we marry the two? Dum, dum, da, dum. Or how can we bring peace and love can build a bridge between your camp and mine? What are we doing, guys? Let's keep duking it out.
I was just going to see how long you were going to keep singing. I figured if we didn't say anything, you'd just keep on going.
It's not the end of the show. It's almost Friday. I got to get some humor in on this thing.
So, yeah, anyway, I mean, what we were kind of alluding to, kind of going in the direction of before we went to break, is how you've got these two camps, and you've got the one side that's saying, oh, my marijuana is better than your marijuana because mine doesn't get you high. And you've got, you know, people that are more or less trying to elevate themselves to some higher, more respectable place because they're supporting something that doesn't get you high, because if it gets you high, that makes it evil.
Right. And Liam's point was that to divide and conquer, that's exactly what they want.
So I've spent a lot of time in activism, and anybody who has knows that the first thing that you do is you forget about why you're there and you start fighting about the person who's in charge of your little group because you think that you're actually making a difference. Okay, you can write your letters to Liam, care of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Walla Walla, Washington, 00405. So it goes like this. It doesn't really matter. Don't get me wrong. The people who are making a difference, the sick kids who get the attention, will make CBD legal, and they'll make some version of THC, probably by prescription, legal in some states, and you'll fight it out state by state. But the reality of this country and this world is that these little activist groups that make a lot of noise will gain public attention, at which point Monsanto will come in with its patented THC, its patented CBD, sell it to Target, and that's where people will get it. Period. End of story. You may want to disagree with me, but somewhere on the inside, you know I'm exactly right. I've seen it happen over and over again. Now, activists will find every reason on earth to fight with each other. I have fought with people whom I agreed with about 99% of things that nobody else in the world agreed with because I didn't like 1% of their platform that, to me, was just very offensive. And it's been a long time since I cared that much about any particular issue, or I hadn't had my soul broken by the machine. But once you see listen, I broke a story 10 years ago about children being used in clinical trials, and they were being killed in an orphanage in New York and in the New York hospitals. If you go into Wikipedia, it says that essentially the New York Times said no children died. They were never released any medical records, and even though a lot of children died, they never released any medical records, so you could never say it was because of the black box drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The powers that be will write an official story in the end, and that's how it'll go. So the growers, the individuals, that's why I push permaculture. Because you have to, if you want a really organic food, you better have a garden near you. That's it. Like, you can't, we're not going to win the fight of making sure the country is right in the head. But if you want good THC and good CBD, make sure there's a rider in the thing that says you can grow 5 plants, period. 20 plants, 10 plants, whatever it is, you need to be growing plants. Really.
Right.
That's it. That's how it goes.
Well, you know, there for the Christian bandwagon side of things, Chris Boucher really has a very great insight into that more, you know, puritanical Christian standpoint, and that is he's gone back to Jewish texts and looked at the Hebrew, and he has this whole study where he breaks it down that the actual anointing oil that Moses was given on the mountain by God was the cannabis plant, frankincense, myrrh, and maybe something else. I don't know. But it was really great. He covered it on my show, and I was so thankful that he did.
Are you saying Yahweh gave Moses a reefer?
Something like that. He gave him the oil. It was a healing anointing oil.
Did they watch movies?
I don't know. No, they probably
and they ate Doritos
the
too. Yeah.
They got hungry and grew a garden.
Moses, try this brownie. Moses, just walk toward the ocean. Just walk toward it. It'll split apart. I promise.
That's right.
You are so high,
Lord. Dude, it looks like he's walking on water, man. That's far out. Yeah.
Hey, buddies, my 12 buddies, take this stuff. Now watch. Does it look like I'm walking on the water?
Oh.
What has happened to this show? Yes.
I don't know. Dad's gone. The kids will play. It's been a pleasure hosting the Robert Scott Bell Show today. I'm Joni Abbott from Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. Super Don, William Schaff, thank you so much for joining us. You can find all of the fun show notes at robertscottbell.com. Don't forget RSB and Ty Bollinger's book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and you know that the power to heal is yours. Thanks for listening today.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.